Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Music from the title track of the album Breathless by the great jazz composer and trumpeter Terrence Blanchard, performing with the E Collective Quintet. They will be performing from that album tomorrow night at Staten Island's Clove Lakes Park as part of Summer Stage. And that setting is significant because that's Breathless as in I Can't Breathe, the words spoken by Eric Garner as he lay dying face down on that Staten Island sidewalk 2 summers ago. Terrence Blanchard joins us now along with Erica Elliott, Summer Stage's Executive Artistic Director. Welcome to WNYC, Erica, and welcome back, Terrence Blanchard.
Hey, thank you.
Terrence, can you talk a little about what performing this music on Staten Island will mean for you and your musicians?
I mean, the more that I've been thinking about it, it's really starting to become a very significant and powerful moment in my mind, you know, because we're at a point in our society right now where there's a lot of healing that needs to occur. And, you know, I've been talking about this a lot lately. You know, I think about what happened in New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, where there weren't any red or blue states in this country. Everybody had come together, and we all responded to a tragedy as compassionate human beings. And I look at this moment in time in our history right now as being one of those moments, but we can't see it that way because of the political divide that's constantly dividing us on both sides of the aisle. So for me, this moment is very important to play some music that hopefully could help bring people together and change some hearts and minds and help us heal.
When the album Breathless came out, you wrote about it in an essay on Medium, and you wrote, music has to be so much more than a booty call. Can you talk about what you think jazz and music in general can contribute?
Well, I've always thought that jazz has been sort of the social conscience, you know, of this country. You know, when you look at what Max Roach did now with the Freedom Now Suite, you know, John Coltrane did with Four Little Girls, Alabama, which we used in Four Little Girls. I think the music has always been the thing that kind of strays us back to what's decent, you know, and what's compassionate. And I think jazz has the potential, you know, to have us dig deeper into the side of our souls to kind of contemplate the real heart of those issues.
Erica Elliott, is this new for Summer Stage to be addressing social issues head on, or has it always been part of the programming?
I think it's always been part of the programming. I mean, we are conscious about reflecting the communities that we're in and believe that, in the same way Terrence said, that it can be a healing means, it's also transformative and can bring communities together. So in the work that we're doing, and, you know, I've been the artistic director over 10 years, we're very about reflecting the communities. And of course, art does that in a way that brings to light social issues, that brings to light, you know, issues of economy and racism and other things. So I think it's always been reflected in the artists we present, but it certainly has a new meaning, as Terrence said, in these days and times where it's really ever-present in what we're seeing.
And looking at the Summer Stage schedule, I see you have benefit concerts from the Go-Go's and the Beach Boys, as well as a free performance of Roger Genver Smith's one-man show, Rodney King. You want to talk about the range of performances?
You know, as I said, you know, we're about being in public spaces. We're in all 5 boroughs. And really, it's about celebrating the diversity of New York. We see ourselves as a distinctly New York arts festival and that we should be reflective of the communities that we present. So in the boroughs, we're doing work that is reflective of or related to those communities. And that's why it was particularly poignant to book someone like Terrence Blanchard in Staten Island. And we do that across the 5 boroughs. And in Central Park, we're just about celebrating the cultural richness and diversity of New York. So, of course, we have everything from, you know, a big jazz show with Revive the Live this weekend and a big African lineup on Sunday, and then mainstream things like the Beach Boys and Go-Go's and on and on. So, you know, I think we're really reflective of the city and all that there is to offer.
And so as August begins, people, for those of you who only thought of Summer Stage as in its original location at the old Banshell in Central Park, it's really branched out from there. Big time you're hearing about the Staten Island venue. There are many others. There's a particular emphasis on jazz, including a festival at Marcus Garvey Park, right?
Absolutely, yes. Beloved festival, Charlie Parker Jazz Festival that we produce, and it happens both uptown in Harlem at Marcus Garvey Park and then downtown at Tompkins Square Park, where, of course, Charlie Parker was living in that neighborhood at the, you know, has his home there. And it's 3 days of free jazz music with some really great people. Jason Linder has a big band project on the Friday night. We have Randy Weston and Jack DeJohnette, Jason Moran, and a host of others. So it's truly a gem. But the season, as you mentioned, we really took a focus on jazz music as an overarching theme for many reasons, but partly because it's so closely aligned with the city. There's so many historical artists who have lived or worked in New York. And also it's roughly 100 years since the genre came into sort of public consciousness as a genre. So we thought it'd be a great way to celebrate across the city by bringing jazz musicians to the five boroughs and then also, you know, of course, in Central Park.
Erica Elliott, Summer Stage's Executive Artistic Director with us, and the trumpeter and composer Terrence Blanchard. Going to play a few more seconds from your album Breathless, Terrence, which we should note incorporates a range of styles, funk, R&B, a Hank Williams tune. Here's a little from the song Shutting Down.
Worry on my mind, pain in my heart, ink in my pen. Where do I start? I need strength to move on, 'cause I'm getting weak. So many issues with no words to speak. I'm going
so to you're into crossover on that one, huh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's actually a song that's written by my son, you know, and I put it on the album because I thought his words kind of reflect a lot of what's going on in his generation. You know, a lot of young people feel that way. I mean, when you see what's happening with the Black Lives Matter campaign, you know, a lot of people have kind of mischaracterized it as being something that it's not. But the thing that you have to deal with is the fact that there are a lot of young people out there that are in pain. And, you know, what we are trying to do, you know, with not only with that tune, but with the album, is to give them encouragement and support to constantly keep moving forward. And hopefully change things and make things better for not only for them but for future generations.
Your son
and let me just say this to you. And one of the reasons why I'm doing that is because, you know, my daughter, my daughter goes to an arts high school, and when I look at her friends, it's amazing when they come around and hang out. I look at them and it blows my mind because they come from all different backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, economic backgrounds. Sexual identity, and none of that stuff matters with these kids. You know, they understand it. They celebrate the differences between each other, and it's been a huge wake up call to me to watch them interact as a unit, and it makes me hopeful for the future because that is the example, and to me, the true representation of what America is supposed to be.
Did you say she goes to an arts high school?
Yeah, she wants to be a songwriter. She's playing piano, and she graduated because now she's in the music school in college.
That's really great. And, of course, the arts is kind of a great magnet for people from so many different kinds of experience, and I think people have found unity and connection with people they may not have come into contact with through the arts for maybe all of time.
Exactly, and it's a beautiful thing to see because both of my younger daughters, they both went to the same art school, and all of their friends are the same. When they're around, you know, I would never, if you watch television today, I would never put these kids in the same room. But the thing that's beautiful to watch is to see all of these varying views of humanity coming together, and they don't even talk about this stuff. It's not on their mind. You know, they're socially aware and politically aware. Don't get me wrong. They're very smart kids, but they try to deal with issues that are on such a higher plane than that. They're not dealing down in the mud. For them, they're trying to elevate. And as me witnessing this, it's really opened my eyes to a lot of beautiful possibilities of what this country's promise is supposed to be.
And you mentioned that your son wrote the lyrics to the song we sampled from. I was told that his experience with the police in New Orleans, mm-hmm. where you're from, was also an inspiration for this album?
Yes. I was on my way. I was in the middle of a flight in Europe. I was connecting, and I got a call from his mother saying that he was arrested. And arrested for burglary. You know, and if you know my son is a very soft-spoken, very mild-mannered, very religious kid, just happens to have dreadlocks. And when I finally got the full story, there was a woman who was at home. Her husband came home in the middle of the day. Some guy ran out of the back of the house. She screamed that somebody broke in. He asked for a description. She said a black guy with dreads. The guy followed my son all the way to school. My son was walking to college at the time. At least he didn't confront my son. That's the one thing that I'm blessed about. But he followed him to school, called the police, and seven police cars showed up. They emptied the building, and then they handcuffed my son, walked him out, perp walked and put him in the car, took him back over to the house, and stood him up in front of the car, and the woman said, yes, that's the guy who broke into the house. Now, meanwhile, one of the officers just happened to be a guy who literally grew up behind me. His house and our backyards are joined. Mm-hmm. We grew up together. And he said, I know this kid. He said, this kid is not breaking in anybody's house. And he told me it took a lot of convincing, talking to his commander to convince him that my son would never do anything like that. And so it made them go back and re-interview the woman. And they started to see that her story broke down, and then they finally released my son.
Wow, that's a heavy story.
And the thing that I'm blessed about is that my son is a soft, mild-mannered, very thoughtful, introspective person, because had he had like a very outgoing personality, who knows what could have happened yeah. in a situation like that.
Erica, you want to tell our listeners in our last minute or so about what Summer Stage has coming up, maybe just this weekend, in the next few days, that they may be more interested in?
Absolutely. You know, I think this weekend in Central Park will be particularly great, but I would also tell people to come out to Staten Island to see not just Terrence, but we also have Complexions Contemporary Ballet. And then we move into East River Park with a great run, including Neon Indian and Tony Vega, as well as, you mentioned, the Roger Guinevere Smith and New Blue Orchestra celebrating the life of Butch Morris with Wodato Leo Smith, among others, Charlie Parker Jazz at the end of August. So there is so much more to see and here at Summer Stage. So probably just visit the website for all of the info, but a lot of great music up ahead.
Erica Elliott, Summer Stage's Executive Artistic Director, and trumpeter and composer Terrence Blanchard. We will go out with a little of the song Midnight from, is this also from Breathless?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Terrence, thanks so much. And Erica, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.